Yesterday when we discussed the Malacha Tafayat, I had mentioned that there are different degrees of shinui. Sometimes it's sufficient to have a shinui kal, and sometimes it's necessary to engage in the Malacha b'derech ha-mashuna v'gamrei. And perhaps there are clear differences lahalacha between these cases, even though both are derabanan. Perhaps one could suggest that one is a Malacha derabanan, the other one is a Gezeira derabanan, the Chiddush that Rav Shefter develops in Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Vav. The fact that there are two different types of shinui we mentioned was ha'ara that the Mishnah Berurah comments, that sometimes if something is a shinui, nonetheless you still require shvus to shvus b'makom chola, and sometimes like the case of the Sugyan Ksivas Navsamat, that of Goneach, in such an instance there it's considered to be Mishnah Begamre, and therefore you don't require a shvus to shvus. The fact that there are different forms of shinui, different degrees of shinui, this is explicit in the Mishnah Beitz and Daf Yudal and Aleph, at least Aliba the Beis Shammai. For after all, here the Gemara discusses the Machlokas Beisil Beis Shammai regarding Tochein Anyantiv. To what extent do we consider Tchina to be Maleches Alcho Nefesh, and when is it necessary to employ a Shinui, and what type of Shinui is needed? Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Tochein Anyantiv is only mutter if one engages in the Malacha Al Yedei Shinui. But Beis Shammai maintains that there is a difference between Tavlin as opposed to Melech. When it comes to tavlin spices in general, there is sufficient to have a shini katon, a shini ktsas. For example, to use a madoch shal eitz. If a person will engage in tchina using a wooden pestle, that is considered to be sufficient on yantif according to Beis Shammai. What happens if a person is grinding melach, is grinding salt? Then Beis Shammai is of opinion that a shini gadol is necessary. Beis Shammai gives a couple of examples. One is to do so bepach, using a flask. The other possibility is be'etz haparur, only using a wooden spoon. So clearly, according to Beis Shammai, tochin always requires a shinui. When it comes to tavlin, a relatively minor shinui. When it comes to melach, a major shinui is necessary. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel maintains when it comes to tavlin, so therefore one can engage in that melach on yantif kedarko. There's no need for shinui at all. Apparently, tochin is considered to be Maleches Alcho Nefesh, and in such a case, one can do so kedarko. When it comes to melach, then Beis Hillel is in agreement with Beis Shammai that a shinui is necessary, but only a shinui kal, not something which is mishuna legamrei. And therefore, when it comes to salts, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that a madoch shel eitz is sufficient. Tosus makes a comment immediately in that sugya, relevant for what we discussed yesterday in Ein Tochen Acher Tochen, where Tosus writes to Maschil Beis Hillel that apparently you see that when it comes to salt, that is included in Tochein. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, even on Yantif, a major shinui is necessary, and even Beis Hillel admits that a shinui is needed, but rather a shinui katan is considered to be sufficient. Why is this true? So Tosus comments that there are different types of salts. Tosus says that if you're dealing with melech shel yam, where when the salt is formed, it's formed as a solid whole, that is a problem of tochein, and for that, even anyantif shinui is necessary. However, Tosu says when it comes to our types of salt, hamelech shalonu, there ain't sarich shinui, shinui is not needed at all. Why is that true? Because Tosu's comments, ho hu asai bidei adam, because that is something which is made bidei adam, and therefore there is no need for shinui at all. The Rama elaborates in Tosus, the Rama in Shin Chaf Aleph in Siv Ches, where the Rama comments that if you have melach which is dak mitchila, it's something which is already dak from the outset, and v'nizbashel, but it's processed, and as a result, v'naseb sisin, and as a result of the processing, subsequently it becomes hardened, then in such an instance, mutu lechatcho besakin kamosha chofi chapas. Just as one is allowed to cut bread, you're allowed to break down that salt. The Mishnah Berurah and Siv Kaf Lamed comments, that's our principle of ein tochein, acher tochein. So if you're dealing with the salts that are mined in its original state when it's solid, so that's what the Mishnah describes in Beitz and Daf Yadalit, that is a problem of tochein, even on yantif shinui is necessary. When you're dealing, however, with salt such as we have it, where it was dak mitchila, and only subsequently in the processing, when it absorbed moisture, it became a solid whole, so then ein tochein acher tochein. And even as we mentioned yesterday, even if it was never subject to tchina at all, It's not Ein Tochen Achar Tochen comparable to Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That once the Maisa Melacha was done, Lo Nisbatel Bishul HaRishon. No, here, even if it was never subject to Tchina at all, but the fact that the current compound is not something which is organic, but rather, as Tulsa says, Osli Bidei Adam, it was man-made, in such an instance, that is not subject to the Melach of Tochin at all. That's the important Chiddush that Tulsa writes. Again, based on what we discussed yesterday, how one understands the concept of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin. Either to assume again that this is something which is Osli Bidei Adam, right, that's what the Chazon Ish describes, or one could argue as a Lital that that is not considered to be real Dulei Karka. But Medram Uri, we consider that Dulei Karka when it's Melech Shalyam. However, if it's Asli Bidei Adam, in such an instance that is not considered to be Dino Kig Dulei Karka. But again, one could argue that no, it's not literally based on Dulei Karka. And even if you'll assume, like the Machlokas Rishonim, perhaps Tchina applies even to that which is non Dulei Karka, such as the Chiddush of the Ireim, nonetheless, it has to be something which is mitchilasavakach, it can't be something which is osui bidei adam. So here clearly the Mishnah tells us the most extreme case of tochen that requires the most serious shinui is in dealing with melech. Why is there a difference between melech as opposed to tavlin? So this the Gemara describes, and that's sugyan beitz and daf yedalad amud aleph. The Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. The Gemara doesn't tell us exactly who subscribes to Ishita, but the Gemara says Rav Huna and Rav Chista said the following Chiddush. The mere difference between Tavlin as opposed to Melech is Melech, in Lamdus, is Efshar Mi Ba'erem. When it comes to Tavlin, that is considered to be something that is E Efshar Mi Ba'erem. Mashenkin, when it comes to Melech there, any process of Tchina should have been done on Erev Yantif Mi Bo Yom, and therefore it can only be done on Yantif B'derech Shinoi. In terms of detail, what does that mean? That's the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chista. One possibility is the following: the Gemara says, "Kol hakaderos tzrichos melech." It's based on anticipation. If you're talking about the spice, which is only seldomly used, in such a case, a great chiddush that is called efshar mi b'yom. That's a great chiddush of the Gemara. Of course, it's efshar mi b'yom. But since you didn't anticipate that you would need this item, so therefore we can't require that you engage in that malacha, miba erev. You didn't realize in Erev Yantif that this type of tavlin was needed. Mashenki, when it comes to melach, kol hakaderos trichos melach. Of course, any dish is going to require salt, and therefore one should have realized in Erev Yantif it is necessary, and that is called efshar miba erev. That's a great kiddush that the Gemara writes. Whether it is something which is Efsha or Efsha Mi Ban Yom depends on simply the idea Sagavra, whether you realized at the time that this in fact was necessary. The other possibility is no, Efsha and Efsha is not determined in that subjective sense, but rather more objectively. Melach, the Gemara says, Eino Mifiga Tama. Let's say that you grind it a day in advance. Will it be as potent the next day as it was at the time that you grind? It depends. When it comes to certain spices, absolutely yes. Salt will not lose its strength if it is ground in advance. And therefore, that alpidin is called efshemi b'erev. When it comes to other types of spices, that's not true. It'll start to lose its potency in a relatively short period of time. So therefore, objectively, that is called something which is efshar niba olyam. These are the two possibilities in the Gemara, Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So they both agree in the broader sense. The difference between tavlin as opposed to melech is efshar niefshar, but lahalacha, very critical, how you determine is either based on yadir, it's based on mifiga tama. The Chiddush in this Gemara apparently is the following, this we touched on earlier, that even though there is a melacha of tochen, it is mutter al yadei shinui. How do you understand that to be the case? Why is it that shinui can simply solve this problem? So this is what the Ran discusses in Beis and Daf Yud Beis and Beis and Daf Yarif Dibramas Vel Ein, what we discussed briefly before. Are we dealing with the Malacha Daraisa? We're dealing with the Malacha Darabanan. The Ran comments as follows, that of course in Yantif there is a heter of Olchon Efesh. And even though it's true that certain Malachos are Malachos Olchon Efesh and others in fact are not, and the normal cutoff point is that Yerushalmi, the Tosus refers you to on the Gimel Menachem Maseches Beitza, Mishas Lisha Ve'Elach, The Ran writes the following Chiddush, that distinction of Lisha Velech is only a distinction Dirabanan. Why is that true? The Ran writes that Chachamim Osru HaMalachos HaNasos LiYomim Harbe. Normally a malacha which is done for a broader period of time, that the Chachamim forbid. So therefore, the Ran writes, Ktsira for example, or Tchina, that is normally a malacha where Rov Eino Liyom. That's what the Ran writes. Generally speaking, when people engage in Tchina, they don't only do so for the coming meal. When people engage in Ksira, they don't do so for the coming meal. And therefore, these are forbidden. Forbidden Midrabanan. Because normally this is not done. It's Tzorach HaSuda. However, the Ran continues when it comes to, for example, right, Tchinas Pilpilin, there we don't follow the Rov. Right there, a person is doing it for the coming meals, and therefore this Mikar Hadin is called Meleches Ocho Nefesh. This is not the same type of Tochen that we associate with Mass Tochen, which is done the Yomim Harbe. That's why either no Shinui is necessary at all, right, according to the view of Beis Hillel, for example, Tavlin, or a minimal shini when it comes to melech, simply because it was efshar mibod yom. Because mikra hadin, this is considered himleches ocho nefesh, and in fact the whole distinction of li shevelech is only a din derabanan. We had mentioned earlier that the Mochamos disagrees, the Mochamos and Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel Beitz and Daf Beharif maintains that this chiddush of li shevelech is a din daraisa. And that is the difference between meleches avod as opposed to meleches hasuda. Meleches Avod is forbidden midaraisa, even if it's considered to be letzorach ocho nefesh. What then do you do with the sugi and daf yudal and aleph? The Ramban asks, the sugi of Tochein, or the sugi of Bora and daf yudal and beis. So the Ramban comments that hanhu malachos diyomninhu Tochein borer. This form of Tochein that is considered to be malachos diyom. This type of Tochein is mutter min haTorah because this is household tochein, as opposed to the type of tochein that you do long term, that is considered to be meleches avoda, which is forbidden midaraisa. So therefore, if you're talking about this type of tochein when it comes to tavlin, enochinami, it's mutter lecharpila according to Beis Hillel, and melach only requires a shinui kal, and therefore it's considered to be mutter. A chiddush again within the Mochamos that the same type of malacha. Can at times be ocho nefesh? Can at times be meleches avoda? Right, depends whether it's meleches hayom or whether it's a melacha which is in fact that which is la'achar zman. We had pointed out that still this could be difficult in light of Rashi Shita, because Rashi and Abchav Gimel Beis and Maseches Beitzah is bothered by the following. That Mishnah tells us, the very first Mishnah in the third parak, ein sodin, that one is not allowed to catch fish on yom tov. Why is that true? So most Rishonim are of the opinion, this is what the Ramban writes, this is what Tosus assumes, that Seida is not called Meleches Ocho Nefesh. And therefore Seida is too far removed from the actual Ochel to label that Seida is called Meleches Ocho Nefesh. And therefore, no, this is considered to be forbidden, Midaraisa. Rashi does not maintain that distinction. Rashi writes in principle, one should equate Seida with Shechita. If Shechita is called Meleches Ocho Nefesh, so Tzeda should be called Meleches Ocho Nefesh. So why is it that Shechita is Mutter Lechatchila and Tzeda is forbidden? Rashi writes the difference is the following, whether Efsha or E-Efsha, Niba Erev. When it comes to Shechita, we're afraid, Asi the Misrach Bisra. You're going to do a Maisa Shechita in advance, the meat is going to start to decay, so therefore that is called E-Efsha, Niba Erev. Just as the Gemara said, when it comes to Daf Yudalid, now that Mifiga Tama, that also is considered to be Ef Shemi Be'erev, and therefore Tavlin is Mutter. Rashi writes, that's the difference between Shechita and Seida, the level of Daraisa, which is Efsher as opposed to Ef Shemi Be'erev. When it comes to Seida, there's no reason to do that Seida now. Seida doesn't mean taking the fish out of the water and letting it die. Seida just means confining the fish to a small pool of water. No, in such a case, that can be done, even mibod yom. So Rashi writes a great chiddush that in principle, we could have argued that seid is called meleches ocho nefesh, but even meleches ocho nefesh is only mutter when it was And Pashup Shat, the Ran and the Rush both argue that this difference, according to Rashi, is a din daraisa, not just simply a chumra derabanan. Rashi seems to be defining why it is that we label one as heter gamur, the one is a malacha daraisa, and Rashi writes the difference is whether it's efshar or yefshar mi ba'od yom. Good? That's Rashi's chiddush. Where did Rashi get this from? A din daraisa of efshar as opposed to yefshar mi ba'od yom? Rashi borrowed this from the sugyan Beitz and Daf Chav Ches. But there, as we mentioned earlier, the sugi is not talking about ochon nefesh. There, the Gemara is talking about machshirei ochon nefesh. And there, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda assumes that not only is ochon nefesh mutar an yantav, but even machshirei ochon nefesh. The Gemara never defines machshirei ochon nefesh, but the Gemara gives us the example. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to hashchoz hasasakin, sharpening a knife in order to perform shchitas meleches ochon nefesh. Sharpening the knife is machshirei ochon nefesh. Is that mutter? Is that aser? Rabbi Yehuda says machshirei ochon nefesh is mutter. How do you know that's true? And Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says that's the ribui of the pasuk of ye'aseh lochem. The pasuk of ochon nefesh, ach asher ye'achel ochon nefesh. So why is it necessary for the pasuk to say lochem? Lochem sounds like l'chol tzarchechem. There's some heter in the pasuk above and beyond ochon nefesh. Rabbi argues absolutely. Ach asher yeachel, that's ochon nefesh. Lachem, machshiri ochon nefesh. Rabbi goes a step further, but the pasuk has a miut as well. Hu levado. So the pasuk of lachem is limited by levado. Good? So that's exactly what Rabbi says. Machshiri ochon nefesh. Machshiri ochon nefesh is sometimes lachem, sometimes it's forbidden based on the pasuk of levado. What's the difference? Whether it's efsha or e-efsha mibod yom. The same act of hashchozas hasakin. If this knife was already broken before yantif, Rabbi Yehuda argues it's nisa daraisa to engage in hashchozas hasakin on yantif itself. That's the pasuk of levado. But if it broke on yantif, so then that's the pasuk of lachem. So Rabbi Yehuda is clear that sometimes midaraisa, there's a difference between efshar as opposed to efshar mibod yom. But the Gemara only mentions this as far as machshirin are concerned. So that's what the Ran comments, and that's sugya daf gimel, and that's what Tosus writes in daf gimel menachem maseches beitza. Rashi's distinction is only relevant when it comes to machshirin ochon nefesh, but it's not true when it comes to ochon nefesh itself. And using the categories of the Ran, ochon nefesh is hutra. There you don't distinguish between efshar and e-efshar on a level of daraisa. Machshirei ochon nefesh is not hutra. That's what the pasuk breaks it down into two halves. Sometimes a necessary tzorach will be mutar on yantif. That's the pasuk of lachem, even if it's not melachas ochon nefesh. That is machshirei ochon nefesh. In machshirei ochon nefesh, if the heter is only duchuya, then you have to ask yourself whether it's efshar or e-efshar mibod yom, but not when it comes to ochon nefesh mamish. But Rashi apparently argues as follows, that's not true. The Gemara is Doresh Posuk of Lachem and Levado, telling you the greatest Chiddush, that sometimes even Machshiri Ochon Nefesh are Mutter. But what the Gemara writes explicitly is true of Machshiri Ochon Nefesh, is true even according to Ochon Nefesh as well. Let's assume like the Chachamim Shita. They deny Machshiri Ochon Nefesh. So what do they do with Lachem and Levado? That distinction, which is a Din Daraisa, Rashi understands is true according to the Chachamim within Ochon Nefesh itself. That's Rashi's great Chiddush, that even Melechus Ochon Nefesh, that's Efshem Ibon Yom, that is forbidden Midaraisa on Yantif itself. When you come then to the Sugi of Tochin, a very great Chiddush. When it comes to the case of Melech, that's Efshem Ibon Yom. For whatever reason, Ravun Rav Chista, either because Kol HaKadero Srichos Melech, or Melech is Eina Mefiga Tama, therefore Melech is Efshem Ibon Yom. That means according to Rashi, that should be forbidden, Midaraisa. And yet, the Mishnah tells us that Ayidei Shinui, that's Mutter. A detail Beisela Beishamai, Shinui Godol, Shinui Kata, but Ayidei Shinui, that's considered to be Mutter. How is that? Now again, a further example, similar to what we discussed yesterday. where something can be forbidden midaraisa, but indeed it's mutter, al yedei shinui. One could argue as follows. Maybe this is only true when it comes to Melechus Yantif. After all, if it's al yedei shinui, you've already reduced it now to a Melech HaDerabanan. Even on Shabbos it's a Melech HaDerabanan. On Yantif it's well, it's only Melech HaDerabanan. And this is a Melech HaDerabanan, let's surah, Chochom Efesh. Now, even though you're right, you should have done so before Yantif, because Kol HaKadir Ustrichos, Melech HaReinu Matina Talma. But the bottom line is, Kilach HaRiyad, it's at best a Melech HaDerabanan, Bimakom, surah, Chochom Efesh. So therefore, Rashi could argue the following chiddush, that Meleches Socho Nefesh is mutter al yedei shinui, even if it was efshim ibal yom, because shinui knocks it down to a dinder abana, and perhaps the chamur not goes there. Let's sorah Socho Nefesh. If that's true, you could not equate this sugya with the sugya that we discussed yesterday on Shabbos, Nafkuf Mem Aleph. There, on Nafkuf Mem Aleph, there was the possibility that shinui is mutter when it comes to tochein, even on Shabbos. Here, shinui is mutter when it comes to yantiv. Perhaps these are different sugyas entirely. According to Rov Rishonis, because tochein is nachas sochon efesh, but even according to Rashi, good, it's efshemi bon yom. But ayde shinui, it's only a din rabbana. And one could certainly argue that b'makom ochon nefesh lo gozer b'rabbana. We saw yesterday the machlokas b'nei Yochanan al b'shultas netosus, whether that sugya nafkuf mem aleph is referring to yantif or whether it's referring to Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that limited to yantif, because on Shabbos, if tochin is a melacha daraisa, there's no heter b'ochon nefesh, shini would not help. But Rov Rishona maintained that certainly is not the case. We're talking about even Shabbos, where tochin is forbidden midaraisa, but nonetheless ayidei shinui, it is mutter. Pashrav Shav Rashi would understand the sugyan Beitz in a similar way, that even though it's true that tochin would be forbidden midaraisa, if it's efshra mibod yom, but nonetheless, Ayideshina, that certainly is not true. And therefore, it is mutter. Even, of course, Rashi would admit that there's a marked difference between Shabbos and Yantiv, in the sense that when it comes to cases of Shabbos, there you need a Shini Gamor, the Kata de Sakina, and maybe even Chada Chada na Tarti Tarti. Mashenke, when it comes to Yantiv, since there's a Heter Valchanefesh and Tzarech Valchanefesh, Rashi then would argue that all you need is a shinikal, according to the Shita Beis Hillel. A further chiddush, based on what the Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh. Avodas HaKodesh is divided into various sections, we saw before. Right? One part is called the Beis Moed, the Halachos of Yantiv, and Shar Beis and Perek Vav. The Rashba writes the following great chiddush. Our case of Dichas Melech, is that so clear that that's called Ochon Efesh? Is that Ochon Efesh? Is there a possibility of arguing that Dichas Melech is called Machshirei Ochon Efesh? Maybe it's not Ochon Efesh at all. Maybe it's only Machshirei Ochon Efesh. That's the chiddush that the Rashba suggests. The Rashba writes the following chiddush. Let's assume it's necessary to fuel a fire on Yantiv. And it's necessary, right, to engage in bikua eitzim, chopping wood, for the purpose of hasaka, to fuel a fire. The Rashba writes a very great chiddush, that bikua eitzim mahasaka is mutter an Yantiv ayideshim. Chopping the wood to fuel a fire. Chopping the wood is called Meleches Ochon Efesh. Machshirei Ochon Efesh. The Rashba argues a great chiddush that even Machshirei Ochon Efesh, which are Efshar Mi Ba'erev, is Mutter Ayidei Shina. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. even Machshir Yoch Nefesh. The Gemara had said Machshir Yoch Nefesh, which is Efshemi Bad Yom, is forbidden Midaraisa Hashchazas Hasakim. The Rashba writes that's Kedarko. But if it's done Ayidei Shinoi, that is Mutar Anyeh. Machshir Yoch Nefesh. And where do you see that that's true? Is there ever such a case in the Gemara? The Rashman of Avodas HaKodesh points you to the Sugya in Beitzah, Daf Yud Aleph. Dichas Melech. Dichas Melech is Mutar Al Yedei Shinui. The Rashman writes, that's Machshir Yoch HaNefesh. Where the Gemara says it's Efshem Ibon Yom, either because of Kol HaGederus Trichos Melech or because Him Mepi Gatama, and yet everyone agrees, Beisol Beishamai, that it's Mutar Al Yedei Shinui. They just disagree as terms of the type of Shinui which is necessary. Wow, that's a very great Kiddush. Machshir Yoch HaNefesh, again an example to add to our list, which is forbidden Midaraisa because Efshem Ibon Yom is Mutar Al Yedei Shinui. Because Shinui will not get down to an Issur Darabanan. And there's a tzorech, Yoch HaNefesh, and that's considered to be sufficient. This is explicitly against the Ram. Because the Ram and Beitza, the Vavim and Beitza, and the Ramaskal V'ika argues that's not true. Tavlin, Melech, the Sugya, Daf Yedalid, that's Machshir Yoch HaNefesh. That's Yoch HaNefesh Mamish. Yoch HaNefesh is Mutar Midaraisa. Any need for Shinui is only the Rabbanan. But Machshir Yoch HaNefesh, which are Efshel HaSosim Be'erev, which is forbidden Midaraisa, their Shinui is not going to work at all. Fasting Machlokas, the Ran of the Rashba. Whether Machshir Yoch HaNefesh, Efshem Ibad Yom, Ayidei Shinui is Mutan Yom Tefernat, and in turn for our purposes, this case of Tavlin Melech, is this Yoch HaNefesh or is this Machshir Yoch HaNefesh? Why should you argue it is Yoch HaNefesh? Why should you argue that it's Machshir Yoch HaNefesh? When you go through Maseches Beitzah, it's somewhat unclear how to distinguish between Yoch HaNefesh as opposed to Machshir Yoch HaNefesh. Let's stick with a reasonable distinction, which first comes to mind, right? Yoch HaNefesh, Machshir Yoch HaNefesh. Why is Hashchazas Hasakim Machshir Yoch HaNefesh? Why is it that Shchitah is called Yoch HaNefesh? The simple distinction tells the following. Chepzer Shalochim. The Melacha is being performed on what? What is the object of the Melacha? If the object of the Melacha is Ochel, that's called Meleches Yoch HaNefesh. If the Chepzer Shalochim is not, it's not Shir Yoch HaNefesh. So Shchitas HaBehema is Yoch HaNefesh. Hashchazas HaSakin is Machshir Yoch HaNefesh. There's a classic sefer on these themes called Meleches Yantif. Right, and Os Kuvtes, Meleches Yantif distinguishes between Yoch HaNefesh, Machshir Yoch HaNefesh in terms of Chepzer Shalochem. Just an issue to bear in mind, it's not our sugya directly right now, but the Gemara Beis Daf Yud Aleph mentions the following. Carrying a knife for the purpose of shchita. The Gemara calls that Yoch HaNefesh. That's not so simple. But just be aware of that. The Gemara says that carrying a knife, the Gemara seems that's what the Rambam points out, and that's sugya, that's called Yoch HaNefesh. The Gemara says you can carry an knife for the purpose of shchita. The Ramban has a couple of haras. Number one, you see that carrying a knife is called Yoch HaNefesh. And har number two is that you see that even though, maybe that's also Efshem Ibad Yom, right, couldn't you before Yantif have seen to it that the knife and the animal are in the same place? Just like we've discussed in the past, the Sugya and Daf, Kuf Lamed in Shabbos, when it comes to Bris Milah on Shabbos, make sure the baby and the knife are in the same place. Couldn't you have made sure that the behemah and the knife are in the same place in Yantiv? So the Ramban has two ha'aras, based on the sugya, Daf Yud Aleph. Number one, that carrying an eye for shechita is called ochonefesh. Number two, ochonefesh is mutter, unlike Rashi, even though you could have done it before. The Ramban shechita, Rabbi Yehuda was against Rashi. Ramban says that only melachas avoda is aser. Carrying an eye for the purpose of shechita is not called melachas avoda. But let's work with this definition for the time being. Right, that ocho nefesh is chefta shalocha, machshir ocho nefesh is not. Maybe there's something unusual about hotzah. Maybe that's part of hotzah being a malacha gerua. But you have to interpret these categories different when it comes to hotzah. That's what the malachas yantav suggests. Because there you can't really discuss malachos in terms of chefta shalocha, because the malach itself doesn't impact, doesn't make any shini and chefetz at all. So maybe the definition of Machshirin and Och Nefesh for Hotzah is a very different definition. When the Malachi is cooking food, so then you can argue if you are doing that Malachi on something that is not food, that's not called Och Nefesh. But when the Malachi doesn't impact on the Cheftza at all, Malachi Gerua, maybe it's an entirely different definition completely. That's what Malachi Yantif discusses as well. So Malachi Yantif discusses the following Hiddush. If melachas ocho nefesh is chef to shalochel, what about melach in tavne? Is that called ocho nefesh? Is that called machshir ocho nefesh? Melach in tavne, is that called chef to shalochel or is it not? On the one hand, it's not ochel in the sense that one would eat, one would consume the melech or the tavlin. It's not independent ochel. Melech in tavlin is used the second hakadera, right? As an enhancer. That's the chiddush that the Malachas Yantif writes. That which is utilized to enhance ochel, the flavor enhancer, tavlin, melech, is that called ochel nefesh? Or is that only called machshir ochel nefesh? Maybe one could argue, the lechem, the basar, that's the ochel. And anything that just enhances is one step removed. That apparently is the chiddush of the Rashba, that something which is only lisakein hakadera, that's called machshirin. And yet a very great chiddush that the Mishnah says, nonetheless, it's mutter al yedei shinui, and therefore, machshiri ocho nefesh, even shefshir bal yom or muta yidei shinui, another example of something which is otherwise forbidden midaraisa, which is mutra yidei shinui. A very great chiddush. Well, and the Ram disagrees, the Ram argues, what do you mean, the melech, the tavlin, that's not machshirin, that's not kamba hashchaza sasakin. The melech, the tavlin, it's part of the ochel. And therefore, that's called melechas ocho nefesh. And all you can glean then from the Mishnah is that melechas ocho nefesh is mutar al yedei shinui, but not machshir ocho nefesh. And there is no such halacha that machshir ocho nefesh is mutar al yedei shinui. And therefore, biku eitzim, where everyone agrees, is machshir ocho nefesh, that's forbidden even al yedei shinui. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua, that's sugi, that kidal and beitza, the Pnei Yeshua suggests a very great chiddush. Is it such a davar pashut? That tavlin in melech, if one engages in tchina, breaks it down into particles, that's a melacha daraisa. Our whole assumption is that yes, on Shabbos it's forbidden min haTorah. No? And that was our difficulty. If on Shabbos it's a malacha daraisa, so how do you understand that sugya of kuf mem aleph, that al yedei shinui is mutter? Because of course, tochin is a malacha daraisa. On yantif you can debate whether efshim yibod yom is daraisa derabanan. On Shabbos is certainly forbidden min haTorah. And Yeshua suggests the following Kiddush. Ubitchila Allah Balibi. Yeshua admits that you look in the Makaros, it doesn't seem this way. So Pinyasho writes, B'tchila ala libi. Intuitively, this is how it responds. The dichas melach or tavlin is only in Isser Derabanan, even on Shabbos. Well, why is that true? Because in the Makor of Tochen, either Shchita Samemanim, Binyan HaMishkan, or you'll tell me the Menachos, actual Tchina Chitin. In all of those cases, the Tochen, as we mentioned, in terms of Av and Tolda, right, it creates some Davar Chadash. And the original Chefza could not be used before. Shchita Samamanim. Without the Shchita Samamanim, without breaking it down, there are no dyes. That form of Tochin is necessary in order to process, to ready it for use. And the same thing clearly when it comes to grains as well. The whole grain cannot be used for the purpose of Afiyah. And therefore the process of making it into Kemach, that is Tochin. Lashenke, when it comes to Melach, when it comes to Tavlin, there, what do you mean? That Avida Litama, Umei Karanami Chazi Lahachi, and Kama Bni Adam Nosna Kedera, Muchusar Shchika, no? Some people will throw the whole piece in, without breaking it down, and it'll still serve the purpose of Lamate Kedera. No? You'll take that large clump of salt and you'll throw it into your soup? It's going to impart taste. There, it's true that breaking it down may increase its efficiency, increase its potency, but it can be used as is. Maybe that's something, like using the categories that you saw on the Rush and so on, just like Ein Tchina B'Ochlin. Because Ochel is Chazi L'Achili even before the Tchina, so maybe one could argue that's true when it comes to Tavlin Melech as well. Wow, that's the Chiddush of Bnei Yeshua. And therefore, even on Shabbos, it's only Nisid Derabanan, and that's why Shini works. And therefore, even if you argue that Efshar Mibod Yom is forbidden min HaTorah on Yantif, but the Mishnah tells us that Shini works. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua writes with this, you can resolve another difficulty was bothered by the Sigin Beitz and Abchesim Beitz. One is going to engage in Shchita and Yantif at times it's necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. The Mishnah tells us in the Beis Amid Aleph from the Seches Beitz, look, if you know you're going to do that, you have to prepare the dirt in advance. The Gemara Beitz and Abchesim Beitz, what happens if a person did not do so? He has no earth in order to engage in Kisi Adam. Would he be allowed to engage in Ketisha, taking a clump of dirt and chopping it up for the purpose of Kisi Adam? The Gemara says, of course not. Because Ketisha is forbidden. That's what the Gemara, the Chesed Beis, that suggests, one and argue, I say, Dovah Lo Sasei. Let the mitzvah of Kisi Adam be Dovah Nisr Malachan Yantit. And the Gemara gives two very important reasons why that cannot be. Number one is not the Idna. First your Kotesh, and then you do Kisi Adam. So you can't have, right, that time gap. You can't apply Esed Ocholos Asay. And that's where the Gemara spells out that Yantif is Lav and an Asay. And Ein Esed Ocholos Asay V'Asay. Even if it would be Idna, you still can't apply Esed Ocholos Asay. Pnei Yeshua was very bothered by the following issue. Now, what do you mean? Ketisha? Why not apply the principle of mitoch? Since midaraisa, one is allowed to grind spices. That's melechus al panefesh. So why not argue mitoch should tzarach potunami shalul tzarach? That's a Pnei Yeshua's difficulty. Why not knock it down to an issur d'rabbanan based on mitoch? So Pnei Yeshua argues in Jusin Chiddush, no. Because when one will crush those spices, it's not a malacha daraisa. It's not a malacha daraisa on Shabbos, the Yeshua suggests. It's unbelievable, because in a certain sense, nechok, moshul chai. The spice can function as is. You're not creating something, a yesh mi'ayin, through the dichas hatavlin. Mashenke, when it comes to samimanim, or when it comes to tvua, in that sense, you are. In Yeshua admits, though, if you look through the Rishonim, anyways, you look in the Rishalmi, it does not seem that way. Yerushalmi is clear that dichas simanim is forbidden midaraisa on Shabbos. And therefore, you have to assume that this is in that category of eino nechol kmo shulchan. Because the difference between a ground spice as opposed to the whole spice is such a marked difference. So that's called processing. Grinding the spices is processing. Right, comparable to the case of grinding tefuah to have flour, or crushing some money in order to extract the needed dye. So again, the Mishnah distinguishes between melech as opposed to tavlin. Machlokas Rabun Rav Chista, which is the most important factor? Kolat kneos srichos melech, anticipation. Or whether it is its potency, whether it's mefigo en mefigatam. So Tosus and Beit Yidal Malach raises the following issue. Right, the Ramaschal Ika Binayu. This is a very important machlokes. And there are clear nafkaminas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Let's assume, for example, it's something where yada, you knew you would need it, but it's mefigo. Or let's would assume it was lo yada veinu mefiga. Is that mutter? Is that aser? Obviously, there are differences la halacha. Whether the crucial factor is yediyah or whether it's mefiga tama. So how do you paskin? How do you paskin this issue? So Tosus assumes the following: any need for shinui is only derabanan. That's Tosus's assumption. Any need for shinui is only derabanan. Tavlin does not require any shinui oil, according to Beis Hillel. Kedarko. So any need for shinui is only derabanan. Tochein is melech ha'socho nefesh. The whole efsher, efsher ibon yom, again, as Tosus assumes, difference derabanan. And you have a suffix in the Gemara, Rav Huna Rav Chista. So how do you pass in that issue? So Tosa says the name of the read the following Chiddush, Yesh Lesar B'chol Inyan. Therefore it's us in all cases. Unless you have Tarti L'tivusa. Unless you combine both. If it's number one, like Lo Yoda, there was no anticipation. And number two, Mifiga Tama, that's when it's Mutter. But unless you have the combination of factors, it's going to be aser. In yada umefiga, or lo yada vena mefiga, it's aser. That's the psach halacha of the ring. Why is that true? Tosus asks. Don't we assume v'afo gada b'shel sofrim halachachar hamekil? This is all a suffix within the din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa tzolcho nefesh. Otherwise, how would shini work? So Tosus writes an important yisod. Good. We would like to say Safik Dron Lakula. What does that mean, Safik Dron Lakula? What does Lakula mean? Right, Tosa says, L'chol echad v'echad yesh kula v'chumra. Each shita, the shita of Rav Huna, the shita of Chista, each one is a kula, each one is a chumra. If Yediya is the koveya, it's a kula and a chumra. If you knew, you don't need a shinui. If you didn't know, you don't need a shinui. You anticipated, you need a shinui. If you hold mefiga tama, each one's a kula and a chumra. So if it's mefiga tama, you don't. If it's eina mefiga, you do. It's a different criteria. It's not a question of a clear kula and a clear chumra. Tosa says, how are you going to apply the principle of Safek Lakula? What does Lakula mean? You're just going to arbitrarily say, well, Pasuk like Rav Huna or Pasuk like Rav Chisda? That's not Safek Lakula. You're going to say in any given instance will be Mekel? Unless it's Tarti the Griusa? That's no Shita. So Tosas quotes the Chiddush of the Ri, in such an instance you're forced to assume Safek Rabbanan Chumra. Because there's no clear path of Gula. Each Shita has its Sar Chumra and its Sar Gula. Wow, that's an important Chiddush that Tosas writes. And therefore you always must use a Shinui unless you're covered by both possibilities. That's the Psak Halacha of the Ri. This is somewhat familiar. Right, in the Sugya Psachim Adav Kuvches, where the Ram discusses a Seva. The Gemara mentions the following statement of Rav Nachman, Psachim Adav Kuvches Amar Aleph. Not all Dalar Kosos require a Seva. Two yes, two no. But the Gemara is uncertain exactly what Rav Nachman was maintaining. Only the first two? Only the last two? The Gemara says one could argue that the first two, you cannot engage in Heseva, because during the first two Kosos, we have not yet declared that we are B'nai Chorin. That's still part of the Avdus Mecherus. So therefore, it's Me Avdus Lecherus. During the Avdus, one cannot exhibit Heseva. So maybe only after that, for the third and fourth Kosos, you do Heseva. Or maybe one can argue that's not true. For the first two Kosos, that most active part of the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, then Heseba, yes, but not for the last coast. The coast of Berachas HaMazon doesn't require Heseba. So the Gemara says, Hashtadit Marhachi Bitmarhachi, two possibilities, Idi V'Idi by Heseba. Heseba is necessary for all four coasts. So that's the Ran's Kasha, the Ran of Psachim, Chav Gimla Maralot and Dapi Arif, the Ramas Chav Bahashta. Well, what's going on here? Heseba is a Chiyuv Darais? Of course not. Dalar Kosos is only Drabanan. The Haseba of Dalar Kosos is only Drabanan. And you have a given Safe. So therefore, Idi Vidi by Haseba. Why should that be? So Tosos says two critical Terutzim. The Ran, the first Terutz of the Ran is the following. You're right. But look, is it so hard to do Haseba? Kevan Dalav Milsa de Tirchahi. Not so hard doing Haseba. So therefore, the Gemara suggests Avdinan l'Rav Chedemilson. I'm a chumra ba'alma, do Heseva. Einachinami. We should have applied the principle Safek Lakula. What have you got to lose? You have an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah d'Rabbanan Heseva, so do it. But Einachinami, technically speaking, it's l'chumra ba'alma, l'Rav Chedemilson. According to that first sheet of the Ran, it would be obvious that if a person drank any one of the kosos without his seba, you yotzei. You don't have to repeat anything. The only reason to do his seba without kosos is the chumra balma. This is a suffix in tosos. This run is against tosos. Tosos, sachim, and that's sugi kukhesam ralat, diramas kukul, leaves as a tsarachiyun. Whether his seba is only lechatkhila, whether his seba is likuva. And Tosos does not just raise this issue as far as matzah, where Haseba is absolute. Tosos raises the suffix even when it comes to Dalar Kosos. The Ran writes, even if it's necessary in matzah, certainly it's not when it comes to Dalar Kosos. Because Haseba Dalar Kosos is only the Rav Chedemilson. That's the first heritage of the Ran. Then the Ran continues and says, Li Nirano. How can you apply suffix Rabban Lakula in this case? What does that mean? Similar to Artosos. What does that mean? You're going to arbitrarily be Machriya. Now you'll flip a coin, you'll decide, Safik Rabbanan, so therefore do it for the first two, and don't do it for the last two. Do it for the last two, don't do it for the first two. How are you Machriya? When the Gemara says it's a Safik, you can't be Machriya, just arbitrarily. So what does Safik mean? Never do a Seba, that's wrong. Mekra HaMitzvah Lagamre, that's absolutely not correct. So the Ram's telling you, the Sugyam, Safran of Kuches, is telling you important Klalei Hara, that you cannot apply Sveika Dram Lakula, categorically, Lamakum Tarti Desastre. Don't do it for the first two, because maybe it's the last two. Don't do it for the last two, because maybe it's the first two, and therefore, don't do it at all. Absolutely not. And in such a case, that's what the Gemara says, Edivida by Yaseva. So two possibilities. One is just Larabchid, and also the willingness to apply Sveikra on the Kulik even in such an instance. What the Ram thinks is the Iker Teres, that you cannot apply Sveikra on the Kulik, and therefore Mikar Hadin is Seva is required in these instances. If you look in Shilti HaGiborim, the Shilti HaGiborim is found elsewhere. Years ago I saw this quoted, this isn't my my bikinis, but Shilti HaGiborim writes in Avodah Zarah in Perek Dalet. It's found in the Hagos, the Shilti HaGiborim on the Mordechai. Meseches Avodah Zarah, it's on page Mem Gimel Malalek Medabi Arya. But an important Yisod, Shilti HaGiborim writes, when there's a suffix in the Gemara, my Amar Bakamai. When it's a suffix as to what was said, you can't apply suffix lakula. Here Rav Nachman said something. Two kosas require a seva. We don't know whether he meant these two or that two. You can't apply suffix on the kula in such an instance. If something is an objective suffix, you have a suffix whether the Torah requires A, the Torah requires B or B, then you can say suffix is lakula. But here, Rav Nachman made a definitive statement. We're not sure what he meant. There are a couple of possibilities. You cannot label that as a suffek the Rabbanan Lekuva. Our chisaron yedin, understanding the particular shita. That's an important Yiddish. So you have a suffek, whether you said yalav v'yavu, you have a suffek, whether you daven, we can apply a principle, right? Sveik of the Rabbanan Lekuva. But if we have a suffek as to what an amora meant, our chisaron yedir is not called a suffix to apply the principle of suffix lakulin. It's an important chiddush, the Shilti HaGiborim writes. Right, so a suffix that we have within what Rav Nachman meant, that should be called a suffix yidishim lakulin. It is interesting, the Ran is not working with that chiddush at all. Right, the Ran just simply says that, how does it play out? Good, we'll apply the principle of suffix. But what does suffix mean? Suffix means negate the obligation of a seva entirely. That's something which is very wrong. The Rambam has a similar kiddush in Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yir Aleph, let's say you have an ear which is suffix mukav choma. What do they do about Kriyas HaMegillah? So Kriyas HaMegillah, let's assume, is drabanan. We discussed that before Purim, right? The kiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, perhaps Kriyas HaMegillah is something called Divrei Kabbalah. And maybe Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Damian. And Safek and Divrei Kabbalah maybe is L'chumra, not L'kula. That's some Poshim Shem. Right? Kriyas HaMegillah is a Din Rabbanan. And therefore, Kriyas HaMegillah we treat as a Safek Rabbanan. What about in here which is Safek Mukav Chomas? The Ram is explicit. The Ram is explicit. Korin Shnei Yamin. They have to read on Yedalit and Tesov. This is what the Mishnah Allah discusses. What are you going to say? No? You're just going to ignore the suffix and say, okay, right, we'll treat you as an ear, we'll treat you as a krach. Suffix mukav choma. We don't know what was the story of the Moshe Yoshua Ben Nun. So what are you going to say? Don't read on Yadalit because maybe Tesvav, and don't read on Tesvav because maybe Yadalit, and therefore this city should not have a Kriyas HaMegillah at all. That's absolutely not true. You can't even hang your hat on any shita. So in such a case, that's what the Rambam writes. Korin Shnei Yamim. Korin Shnei Yamim. It's interesting. The Mishnah Melech quotes the Ran who disagrees and says they read on Yadavid. But that's not against this. Because the Ran writes, follow Rov. Follow Rubidama. Most of the world is not Mukav Chomos Yoshua Ben Nun. So if you have a suffix, there is a possibility of Hakra. Be Machriya, based on Rov. But the Ran admits, that's the Ran, Lashitasim Sachim, that if you couldn't be machriya, like in Heseba, there's no rov, so therefore, of course the Rambam would be right, that you have to accommodate both options. It's not nita mahakra. The Beis Halevi, in his lengthy piece on Shmita Bizman Hazeh, the Heter Mechira, the Beis Halevi just briefly mentions Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph, that you know, Rov Rishonim assumed the Shmita Bizman Hazeh is only Din D'Rabbanan. Hoshem Shat the Rambam Shita, because Shemitah requires Yovel. Yovel requires Kol Yoshve Aleha. Shemitah Bezvan HaZezli, Din Rabbana. They say it goes a step further. Shemitah Bezvan HaZezli only be a Suffolk Rabbana. Suffolk Rabbana. Why? Because when is Shemitah? Fasting machlok is the Rambam the Gaon in Perek Yud, the Tochah Shemitah V'Yovel. We don't have Nihuga Yovel Bezman HaZeh. Yovel requires Kol Yoshev Aleha. So the detailed halachos of Yovel don't apply Bezman HaZeh. You require Kiddush Beis Din. We don't have a Kiddush Beis Din, we don't have Nihuga Yovel. But an unbelievable machlok is the Rambam the Gaon. But is there a Yovel year in the calendar? Right, Bezman HaZeh. Right, you count the years. Year 48, year 59. What is the next year? No, is that year 50 or is it year 1? No? When you're counting the years for everything, for Shemitah, for Trumos and Maestros, whether it's Maestro Sheni, whether it's a Maestro Ani year, do you have to plug in a Yovel year to the calendar? It's a pretty unbelievable machlok is the Rambam and Raavad. Even if you don't have Yovel, when you do have Yovel, it's machlok is Tanayim, but we plug in the year. When you have Yovel, you count 49-51. Bizman HaZeh that there's no Kiddush Beis Din. And you don't have Yovel, you don't even have the year of Yovel in the calendar, 49-1? Or no, you don't have Nihugi Yovel, but when you're calculating years, 49-51. So I'm leaving machlok is Rambam and Gaonim. That's where the Rambam writes, even though I maintain my Shita, the Rambam writes, I defer to the Gaonim who disagree with me. And there's Hasagas Araivit that no, the Rambam cannot defer to the Gaonim. You have to paskin like the Rambam, the usual Hasagas Araivit. Usually the Raavad is always critical of the Rambam Shita. Here he's critical of the Rambam's Anivus and deferring to the Shita of the Gaonim. Unbelievable machlokes. Now that means every given year is a Safek Shmita. A Safek Shmita. We don't even know if it's Shmita. So the Beis Halevi points out, should this factor be relevant to our whole issue of Shvias Bezman HaZeh? The fact that Shvias Bezman HaZeh is only a Safek Drabbanan. So the Beis Halevi quotes these Mamakomos. He quotes Rani, quotes Artosis and Beitz and Daf Yudalet. No, you can't. What does Safek Drabbanan mean under these conditions? No? So you're going to say, you don't have to observe Shemitah this year because it's a Safek Drabbanan? You don't have to observe it next year because it's a Safek Drabbanan? And therefore what? Ignore Shemitah. You can't apply Safek Dron the Kula, but Makom Tarshu Disaster, meaning the Mekar Mitzvah the Gamre. You can't do that. It's basically right. These Makaros. So, you have to be Machriya. If you couldn't be Machriya, you have to observe both. The Rambam writes, you can't be Machriya in Safek Bukachom, you have to observe both. Right, the Ran argues, no, you can't be machriya, follow Rav. So too with the Shvias issue, you have to be machriya. Look, you have the Gonim Shita, and you have the Rambam who himself writes you should follow Gonim Shita, so be machriya like the Gonim Shita. But you can't be machriya based on Safek Drabbanan, because after all, this is a further example of the Safek Drabbanan. Right, all those sugyas in Daf Yudim Sachim, right, where you have all those cases, Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz, Tzibur Echad Shel Matzah. Right, you have two piles, or you have two homes, and there was Chametz that maybe, right, went to home A, maybe went to home B. No, all those cases, right? The weasel comes and takes a piece of Chametz, we don't know where he went, and therefore you have a Cholas Bedika. Already they were shown him, the Chiddush Ben Adavi points out, if Midaraisa Bittul Ba'Masagi, and Bedika's only did the Rabbanan, and now there's a suffix as to whether Chametz even entered. Right? The homes were clear already, and all the Chametz was outside of the house, and all of a sudden I look and I see that the Chametz is not there. It entered one of the homes, I don't know which home. Why is Bidika necessary? Why not assume suffix the Rabbanan? There, the Rishonim give various possibilities. Maybe one could argue the whole Chiyuv Bidika tells you you can't apply suffix. That's the purpose of Bidika, to resolve the suffix. No? Or maybe one can argue, no, what does Safek mean in those cases? No? No one requires Bedika. We definitely know that the Chametz left and entered one of the homes. So again, the same lamdas. What are you going to argue? Now that don't do badik at all. It's definitely not true. Maybe in those cases where chametz is definitely found in one of those homes, so therefore everyone requires. If lefanav shnei batim bedukim, nonetheless, shneim tzricha badika. Because it's a safek derabana. What do you mean machriya? Don't do badik at all. That's definitely wrong. One of the homes definitely possesses chametz. And therefore, again, one cannot apply the principle of safek even when it comes to dinim derabana. That there are many such nafkaminas. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Very important, as we'll see when it comes to tochen anyantiv. That if it's an unresolved machlokas in the Gemara, Pun Rav Chista, the Rish says you have to pass in lechumra requiring both, even though Tosfos writes this is all only a din derabanan. Take a look further at the Tosfos and the Yudam Adav Dermaskel Ika, where Tosfos writes that there are three different halachos when it comes to tochen anyantiv. Even if you should assume that critical factor of the Gemara, Mefina Tam, is it Mefiga Tam, is it not, is it as potent, is it not as potent? So take a look, Tosfos writes three different halachas. Tosfos says the following, sometimes it's not a question of Mefiga Tam or in Mefiga Tam. Sometimes Tosfos says Niskalkulin Yosef. Sometimes if you will cut it up or grind it before Yantiv, not a question of mifiga tamad lashon hagemara. Here, miskalklin bioser. It's going to start to spoil. It's going to start to decay. There, Tosfos writes that form of token is mutar anyantiv. That certainly will be mutar anyantiv. We'll have to see the applications. If it's miskalklin bioser, that's mamish yevshem yiberet. Here, it's a midpoint that the Gemara is dealing with. Like certain types of spices. Shelo yiskalkalu, it's not going to become ruined, but ela tamam yipok, mifiga tamam. That's when there's a possibility of doing so only al yadei shinui. But if miskalkalin biyoser, no shinui is required. That's mamish yev shimibodyo. And then Tosfos discusses, right, the third possibility. What happens if it's ena mefiga tama klal? Is one allowed the chetchila to do so? So take a look at that Tosfos. Tosfos has three different halachos, all of which are the very, very relevant halacha. Take a look in Simen Tav Kuv Dalet. It's a simen of Tochen Anyantiv, right, where Tosfos points out the Gemara mentions just the mid category mefiga tama. Kalkun Biyosa, though, is not the same category at all. And tomorrow, Shir, we'll just finish up some of the details of Tochen. We'll go through some halacha lemaisa about Tochen and Shabbos, as well as Danyantis, Mishas we haven't touched on until this point. Maybe we'll have Shir somewhat earlier tomorrow. Do you have a full day tomorrow? Maybe regular time, earlier, whatever you'd like. Regular time? A regular full star? Good. Okay, so we'll stick with the regular schedule. Good? Okay. And remember the Shabbaton, Ritz Hashem, is a week from the Shabbos. Okay, good. So, Ritz Hashem, I love you. Look forward to this.